AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police say they have recovered a lead projectile they believe Alec Baldwin fired last week on the set of a movie in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The film's cinematographer was killed. Sheriff Adam Mendoza says there was some complacency over how weapons were handled on the set. As for Alec Baldwin,
he's obviously the person that fired the weapon. So we're going to continue interviewing and getting the facts of his statements and the evidence and the case and possible witnesses or anybody that has any information.
Mendoza says 500 rounds of ammunition, a mix of blanks, dummy rounds, and live rounds were found on the set. Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending a memo aimed at fighting threats and violence against school officials. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
As some school board meetings devolved into shouting contests about COVID-19 requirements and other issues, Garland's memo told Justice Department divisions to coordinate with local law enforcement. Republicans like Chuck Grassley insist he overstepped by essentially stopping parents from speaking out.
So that's a poisonous, chilling effect.
At a Senate hearing, Garland said the memo makes clear free speech is protected.
The only thing we're concerned about, Senator, is violence and threats of violence.
Signaling he has no plans to rescind the memo, as Republicans are demanding. Sagar Magani, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says all options are being looked at to pass President Biden's tax and spending plan.
The president remains open to going up to the Hill. We haven't made a decision to do that, and we are making decisions hour by hour on what would be most constructive to move things forward.
The president leaves tomorrow for a global climate summit. A ransomware gang, Grief, believed to operate out of Russia, says it hacked the National Rifle Association. It published a handful of what appears to be the NRA files on a dark website. The Dow finished down 266 points. This is AP News. Tonight in Houston, Game 2 of the World Series. The Atlanta Braves won Game 1, 6-2. Astros outfielder Michael Brantley said last night he's not worried about one loss.
We don't want to get behind early, obviously. But I still believe in this team and this lineup to come back from that. It's just one game. They played really well tonight. We didn't. And we're going to go out there tomorrow, put our pants on, put our cleats on, and do it again.
The Braves lost Game 1 starter Charlie Morton after he was hit by a ball in the leg. It impressed reliever A.J. Minter.
Just finishing that inning and going back out and facing the hitter, I mean, he shook a guy out on a broken leg. I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
Right-hander Jose Urquidy will start for the Houston Astros tonight in Game 2 against the Braves left-hander Max Fried. China says participants in next year's Winter Olympics will be strictly isolated from the general public and could face expulsion for violating any coronavirus restrictions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.